Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
President Obama must be pretty used to all of this by now. Edward Snowden lets drip another leak, and Obama gets another phone call from yet another irate head of state who he has been spying on. On Wednesday, it was Angela Merkel.
So I say again, spying on friends is unacceptable.
On Monday, it was France.
J'ai convoqué immédiatement l'ambassadeur des États-Unis.
I've immediately summoned the United States ambassador, and he'll be received this morning at the Quai d'Orsay.
On Tuesday, it was Italy.
Enough it is enough between allies. We need trust, we need confidence.
On the same day, Mexico lodged a formal protest too.
There will be absolute condemnation of any manifestation of the relationship that does not strictly respect the law.
Which had to be added to the one that Brazil had already made.
It's inadmissible and unacceptable. It constitutes a clear violation of Brazilian sovereignty.
None of which the White House is making much of an effort to sound too sorry about. Yes, Chancellor Merkel's concerns were legitimate, but in effect, what of it?
I can tell you that today President Obama and Chancellor Merkel spoke by telephone regarding the allegations that you mentioned, that the U.S. National Security Agency intercepted the communications of the German Chancellor, and I can tell you that the President assured the Chancellor that the United States is not monitoring and will not monitor the communications of the Chancellor.
That claim earned a swift rebuke from Berlin about the lack of any guarantee about what they had been up to in the past. And now, today, another Snowden drip drops, or rather 200 of them. The number of personal contact details that an official in either the White House, the State Department or the Pentagon passed on to the NSA. Among them, 35 world leaders' personal phone numbers. It all made Secretary of State John Kerry's visit to Paris a little bit uncomfortable.
Our goal is always to try to find the right balance between protecting the security and the privacy of our citizens.
But don't confuse that with contrition. A State Department spokesperson sent a none too subtly coded message. We're all at it, so we can do without you Europeans getting up on your high horse now, please.
When it comes to specific intelligence matters, we also, I would underscore here, share intelligence with a number of our partners and allies. Intelligence is collected, broadly speaking, to protect our citizens, to protect their citizens as well. So people understand the value of intelligence gathering.
But if you can't spy on your friends, who can you spy on? These are all political leaders who've been forced upon entering office to swap their mobile phones for encrypted devices. They all read intelligence briefings every day containing information about what way world leaders may or may not jump on the issues of the day. Where do they think that this information came from? And what is more, they have had quite a few opportunities in the last few months to act on all of this.
Everybody spies on everybody, including friends on friends.
Charles Kupchan is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Leaders, even though they know this goes on, because they come into the office in the morning, they read intelligence about what their friends are doing, they are being forced to protest and forced to show indignation because their publics are so upset. And Merkel originally, I think, backpedaled and played this down. Now I think because of public outrage, she is taking a much more forceful stand.
Hence the lack of a truly contrite tone from the White House. Yeah, we've been caught red-handed and we'll promise not to do it again, but don't go lecturing us.
The US is reviewing the way that we gather intelligence to ensure that we properly balance the security concerns of our citizens and allies with the privacy concerns that all people share. Both leaders agreed to intensify further the cooperation between our intelligence services with the goal of protecting the security of both countries and of our partners, as well as protecting the privacy of our citizens.
At the same time, though, this can't just be filed under M for minor irritant. The Snowden revelations are undercutting the White House's claims to have restored the relations abroad that George W. Bush damaged so badly. Obama, once the hero in Europe and Germany in particular, is turning out to be not so different than the man he replaced, especially as nobody is fooled about this spying being solely about national security.
Well, there are two main kinds of product that intelligence agencies are looking for when they focus on friends. One is general information. What's going on in the target country? How is the governing coalition faring? Who's up and who's down? And then the other would be more targeted information to give the United States a leg up on a particular diplomatic issue. What is the German government thinking about the free trade negotiation with the United States? What is the German government thinking about sanctions against Iran? These are not questions of direct national security consequence to the United States, but I think intelligence agencies see that kind of information as providing guidance to the diplomats.
So the EU is to insist now that America spying is to be established on a firm legal basis with proper oversight, something the Obama administration claimed already existed. But privately, officials will say that everybody spies, even on friends. And Merkel, Hollande, and even potentially Enda Kenny are all fair game. And this week, while France was lodging its protest with Washington, the former head of its Secret Service said, "Everybody knows perfectly well that they spy on us like we spy on them to defend our businesses. No one is fooled."